the second station of the 14th flash. This, which has been included here because of its relevance, concerns six of the thousands of mysteries contained in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Note. A bright light from, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, concerning divine mercy appeared to my dull mind from afar. I wanted to record it for myself in the form of notes, to hunt it down and capture it, and circumscribe the light with 20 to 30 mysteries. But unfortunately I was not able to do this at the present time and the 20 or 30 mysteries were reduced to 5 or 6. When I say, oh man, I mean myself. Although this lesson addresses my own soul in particular, I refer it as the second station of the 14th flash for the approval of my meticulous brothers in the hope that it may benefit those with whom I am connected spiritually and whose souls are more discerning than mine. This lesson looks to the heart more than the reason, and to spiritual pleasure and perception rather than rational proofs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. The queen said, ye chiefs, here is, delivered to me, a letter worthy of respect. It is from Solomon, and is, as follows, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Quran, 27, 19-30. A number of mysteries will be mentioned in this station. First mystery. I saw one manifestation of, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, as follows. On the face of the universe, the face of the earth, and the face of man are three stamps of dominicality, one within the other and each showing samples of the others.
The first is the great stamp of Godhead, which is manifested through the mutual assistance, cooperation, and embracing and corresponding to one another of beings in the totality of the universe. This looks to, in the name of God.
The second is the great stamp of divine mercifulness, which is manifested through the mutual resemblance and proportion, order, harmony, favor and compassion in the disposal, raising, and administration of plants and animals on the face of the earth. This looks to, in the name of God, the merciful. Then is the exalted stamp of divine compassionateness, which is manifested through the subtleties of divine beneficence, fine points of divine clemency, and rays of divine compassion on the face of man's comprehensive nature. This looks to, the compassionate, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. That is to say, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, is the sacred title of three stamps of divine oneness, which form a luminous line on the page of the world, and a strong cord, and shining filament. That is, by being revealed from above, the tip of, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, rests on man, the fruit of the universe and miniature copy of the world. It binds the lower world to the divine throne. It is a way for man to ascend to the human throne. Second mystery. In order not to overwhelm minds by divine unity, which is apparent in the boundless multiplicity of creatures, the Quran of miraculous exposition constantly points out the manifestation of divine oneness within divine unity. For example, the sun encompasses numberless things with its light. A truly extensive conceptual ability and comprehensive view is necessary to behold the sun itself in the totality of its light. So, lest the sun be forgotten, it is displayed in every shining object by means of its reflection. And in accordance with their capacities, all lustrous objects reflect the sun's attributes, such as its light and heat and the seven colors in its light, together with the manifestation of its essence. So too, the sun's attributes encompass all the things facing it. In exactly the same way,
وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى,
and God's is the highest similitude, but let there be no mistake in the comparison. Just as divine oneness and eternal besottedness have a manifestation together with all the divine names in everything, in animate creatures in particular, and especially in man's mirror-like essence, so too through divine unity each of the divine names connected to beings encompasses all things. Thus, lest minds become overwhelmed by divine unity and hearts forget the most pure and holy essence, the Quran constantly draws attention to the stamp of divine oneness within divine unity. And that stamp, with its three salient points, is, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Third mystery. What makes this boundless universe rejoice is clearly divine mercy. What illuminates these dark beings is self-evidently divine mercy. What fosters and raises creatures struggling with their endless needs is self-evidently again divine mercy. What causes the whole universe to be turned towards man, like a tree together with all its parts is turned towards its fruit, and causes it to look to him and run to his assistance is clearly divine mercy. What fills and illuminates boundless space and the empty, vacant world and makes it rejoice is self-evidently divine mercy. And what designates ephemeral man for eternity and makes him the addressee and beloved of the pre-eternal and post-eternal one is self-evidently divine mercy. O man! Since divine mercy is such a powerful, inviting, sweet, assisting lovable truth, say, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, adhere to this truth and be saved from absolute desolation and the pains of unending needs. Draw close to the throne of the pre-eternal and post-eternal monarch, and availing yourself of the compassionate and rays of divine mercy, become his addressee, friend, and beloved. All the realms of beings in the universe are purposively gathered around man and are made to hasten to meet all his needs with the utmost order and wisdom, which clearly arises from one of two situations. Either each realm of beings knows man, obeys him, and runs to help him, which just as it is completely irrational is also impossible in many respects, or an absolutely impotent being like man has to possess the power of the mightiest absolute sovereign, or this assistance occurs through the knowledge of an absolutely powerful one behind the veil of the universe. That is to say, it is not that the different beings in the universe know man, but that they are the evidences of a knowing, compassionate one who is acquainted with him and knows him. O man! Come to your senses! Is it at all possible that the all-glorious one, who causes all the varieties of creatures to turn towards you and stretch out their hands to assist you, and to say, here we are, in the face of your needs, is it possible that he does not know you, is not acquainted with you, does not see you? Since he does know you, he informs you that he knows you through his mercy. So you should know him too, and with respect let him know that you know him. And understand with certainty that what subjugates the vast universe to an absolutely weak, absolutely impotent, absolutely needy, ephemeral, insignificant creature like you, and dispatches it to assist you, is the truth of divine mercy, which comprises wisdom, favor, knowledge, and power. Most certainly, a mercy such as this requires universal and sincere thanks, and earnest and genuine respect. Therefore, say, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, which is the interpreter and expression of such sincere thanks and genuine respect. Make it the means of attaining to the mercy, and an intercessor at the court of the All-Merciful One. The existence and reality of divine mercy are as clear as the sun. For just as a woven tapestry centered on one point is formed by the order and situation of the threads of its warp and weft coming from all directions, so too the luminous threads extending from the manifestation of 1,001 divine names in the vast sphere of the universe weave such a seal of compass scientness, tapestry of clemency, and seal of benevolence within a stamp of mercy that it demonstrates itself to minds more brilliantly than the sun. The beauteous All-Merciful One, who orders the sun and moon, the elements and minerals, and plants and animals like the warp and weft of a vast woven tapestry through the rays of his 1,001 names, and causes them to serve life, and demonstrates his compassion through the exceedingly sweet and self-sacrificing compassion of mothers, plant and animal, and subjugates animate creatures to human life, and from this demonstrates man's importance in a most lovely large tapestry of divine dominicality, and manifests his brilliant mercy, that most merciful one has, in the face of his own absolute lack of need, made his mercy an acceptable intercessor for animate creatures and man. O man! If you are truly a human being, say, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, find that intercessor. For sure, it is clearly, self-evidently, divine mercy which, without forgetting or confusing any of them, raises, nurtures, and administers the innumerable plant and animal species on the earth at precisely the right time and with perfect order, wisdom, and beneficence, and stamps the seal of divine oneness on the face of the globe of the earth. The existence of divine mercy is as certain as the existence of the beings on the face of the earth, so do the beings offer evidences of its reality to their own number. Just as there is this seal of mercy and stamp of divine oneness on the face of the earth, so on the face of man's nature is a stamp of divine mercy that is not inferior to the stamp of compassion and vast stamp of mercy on the face of the universe. Simply, man has so comprehensive a nature he is as though the point of focus of 1001 divine names. O man, is it at all possible that the one who gives you this face, and places such a stamp of mercy and seal of oneness on it would leave you to your own devices, attach no importance to you, pay no attention to your actions, make the whole universe, which is turned towards you, futile and pointless, and make the tree of creation rotten and insignificant with decayed fruit? Would he cause his mercy to be denied, although it is as obvious as the sun, as well as his wisdom, which is as clear as daylight, and neither of which can in any way be doubted, nor are in any way deficient? God forbid, O man, understand that there is a way to ascend to the throne of divine mercy, and that is, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. If you want to understand the importance of this ascent, look at the beginning of the 114 surahs of the Quran of miraculous exposition, and at the beginnings of all estimable books, and at the start of all good works. A clear proof of the God-determined grandeur of, in the name of God, is that Imam Shafi'i, may God be pleased with him, one of the very foremost Islamic scholars, said, "In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate" is only one verse, yet it was revealed 114 times in the Quran. Fourth Mystery. In the face of the manifestation of divine unity within boundless multiplicity, declaring,
"Iyyaka na'budu,"
"You alone do we worship," is not sufficient for everyone. The mind wanders. One's heart would have to be as broad as the globe to observe the single one behind the unity in the totality of beings, and to say,
"Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in,"
"You alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help." In consequence, so that the seal of divine oneness should be apparent on all species and realms of beings just as it is shown clearly on individual objects, and that they should call to mind the single one, it is shown within the stamp of divine mercy. Thus everyone at every level may turn to the most pure and holy one, and saying, "You alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help," address him directly. It is in order to express this mighty mystery and clearly point out the seal of divine oneness that the all-wise Quran suddenly mentions the smallest sphere and most particular matter when describing the vastest sphere of the universe, for example, the creation of the heavens and the earth. That is, so that the mind does not wander, nor the heart drown, and the spirit may find its true object of worship directly. While mentioning the creation of the heavens and earth, it opens a discussion of man's creation and voice, and the subtle details of the bounties and wisdom in his features, for example,
"Hello, hello, hello, hello."
This truth is demonstrated in miraculous fashion by the verse,
"ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم."
And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the variations in your languages and in your colors. Within innumerable creatures and infinite multiplicity, there are stamps of unity like concentric circles of many sorts and degrees from the greatest stamp to the smallest. But however clear the unity is, it is still unity within multiplicity, it does not truly address observers. Hence, there has to be the stamp of divine oneness behind unity so that unity does not call to mind multiplicity, and before the most pure and holy one a way may be opened up to the heart directly. Furthermore, a truly captivating design, shining light, agreeable sweetness, pleasing beauty, and powerful truth, which is the stamp of divine mercy and seal of divine compassion, has been placed on the stamp of divine oneness in order to direct gazes towards it and attract hearts. Yes, it is the strength of that mercy that attracts the gazes of conscious beings, draws them to it, and causes them to reach the seal of oneness and to observe the single one, and from that to truly manifest the address of, "You alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help." It is because, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, is the index of Surah Al-Fatiha and a concise summary of the Quran, that it is the sign and interpreter of this mighty mystery. The person who clasps it may travel through the levels of divine mercy. And the person who causes this interpreter to speak may learn about the mysteries of divine mercy and behold the lights of divine compassion and pity. Fifth mystery. There is a hadith which goes something like this.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى صُورَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ.
God created man in the form of the Most Merciful. It has been interpreted by some Sufis in an extraordinary way, unfitting for the tenets of belief. Some of them who were ecstatics even considered man's spiritual nature to be in the form of the All-Merciful. Since ecstatics are mostly immersed in contemplation and confused, they are perhaps to be excused in holding views contrary to reality. But on consideration, people in their right senses cannot accept ideas of theirs that are contrary to the fundamentals of belief. If they do, they are in error. Indeed, the most pure and holy deity, who administers with order the whole universe as though it were a palace or house, and spins the stars as though they were particles and causes them to travel through space with wisdom and ease, and employs minute particles as though they were orderly officials, has no partner, match, opposite, or equal. So too, according to the meaning of the verse.
ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
There is nothing whatever like unto him, and he hears and sees all things. He has no form, like, or peer, and there is nothing resembling him or similar to him. However, according to the meaning of the following verse in its parabolic comparison,
وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
And his is the highest similitude in the heavens and the earth, and he is exalted in might, full of wisdom. His actions, attributes, and names may be considered. That is to say, allegory and comparison may be used in connection with his actions. One of the many things intended by the above-mentioned hadith is, man is in a form that displays the divine name of All-Merciful in its entirety. Yes, as we explained before, the divine name of All-Merciful is manifested through the rays of 1001 names on the face of the universe, and is apparent through the innumerable manifestations of God's absolute dominicality on the face of the earth. Similarly, its complete manifestation is apparent in a small measure in man's comprehensive form, the same as on the faces of the earth and universe. The hadith suggests also that the evidences of the necessarily existent one offered by such proofs, mirrors, and manifestations of the Most Merciful as animate creatures and man are so certain, clear, and obvious that just as it may be said of a shining mirror which reflects the image of the sun. That mirror is the sun, indicating the clarity of its brilliance and evidence, so it has been said and may be said. Man is in the form of the All-Merciful One, indicating the clarity of his evidence and completeness of his relation. It is in consequence of this mystery that the more moderate of those who believed in the unity of existence said, "There is no existent but he," as a way of expressing the clarity of this evidence and perfection of the relation. O God! O Most Merciful One! Most Compassionate One! For the sake of, in the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, have mercy on us as befits your compassionateness, and allow us to understand the mysteries of, in the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, as befits your mercifulness. Amen. 60 Mystery. O unhappy man! Afflicted by boundless impotence and endless wants. See from the following how valuable and acceptable an intercessor is divine mercy. For it is a way to know the all-glorious sovereign in whose army both the stars and minute particles serve together in perfect order and obedience, the glorious monarch of pre-eternity and post-eternity, who is self-sufficient and utterly without need. He is rich without limit and in no way in need of the universe and its beings. The whole cosmos is under his command and direction, utterly obedient beneath his majesty and grandeur, submissive before his sublimity. That is divine mercy for you, O man. It raises you to the presence of the one who lacks all need, the eternal sovereign, and makes you his friend, addressee, and well-loved servant. But just as you cannot reach the sun and are far from it although it fills your mirror with its light, reflection, and manifestation, and you can in no way draw near to it, in the same way you are infinitely distant from the most pure and holy one, the sun of pre-eternity and post-eternity, and cannot draw near to him, but the light of his mercy brings him nearer to us. O man! Anyone who finds this mercy finds an eternally unfailing treasury of light. And the way to find it is by following the practices of the most noble messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, who was the most brilliant exemplar and representative of mercy, its most eloquent tongue and herald, and was described in the Quran as a mercy to all the worlds. The way to attain to this embodiment of mercy who is a mercy to all the worlds is to utter the prayer calling down God's blessings upon him. Indeed, the meaning of this prayer is mercy. As a prayer of mercy for that living embodiment of divine mercy, it is a means of reaching the mercy to all the world's peace and blessings be upon him. So, make this prayer the means to the mercy to all the worlds for yourself, and at the same time make him the means of reaching the mercy of the Most Merciful One. The whole Muslim community in all its vastness uttering this prayer, which is synonymous with mercy for the mercy to all the world's peace and blessings be upon him, proves in brilliant fashion what a precious gift is divine mercy and how broad is its sphere. To conclude, just as the most precious jewel in the treasury of mercy is the Prophet Muhammad peace and blessings be upon him, its doorkeeper, so is its first key, in the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, and its most easy key the prayer for the Prophet peace and blessings be upon him.
اللهم بحق إصراري بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صل وسلم على من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين كما يليق برحمتك وبحرمته وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارحمنا رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك من خلقك آمين.
O God, through the truth of, in the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, grant blessings and peace to the one whom you sent as a mercy to all the worlds as befits your mercy, and in veneration of him, and to all his family and companions. And grant us mercy so as to make us free of want for the mercy of any other than you from among your creatures. Amen.
سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
Glory be unto you. We have no knowledge save that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are all-knowing, all-wise.